Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Athletic Studio Podcast. We are your hosts. I'm Kat Oman.
I'm Gordon Jomini-Vong.
On today's episode, we're going to talk all things reverse dieting. So a few episodes back, we obviously have talked about going into a bit of a calorie deficit to create body composition changes. And now today we're going to discuss how we take ourselves out of a calorie deficit in a really safe and healthy way to reboot the metabolism and make sure that we are in a good space to keep our training and nutrition in check.
Yeah, you want to learn how to do this the right way, safe way. There's only been maybe three or four times where I've had to, do a reverse diet.
Yeah. First of all, we'll tell the listeners, what is a reverse diet?
So a reverse diet is you've been in a deficit for quite a long time and you've lost a lot of weight, gotten some great results, and now it's just building up your calorie intake to a point where you're eating enough to be healthy, but also maintain a healthy level of body composition at the same time.
For sure. For instance, like when we enter a calorie deficit, we might feel hunger, we might elicit results. And then getting out of this is obviously we want to because we don't want to feel hungry forever.
Yeah.
So it's about increasing food to that satiety level without overdoing it and without gaining too much body fat. It's like to not undo what we just had created.
Exactly. Because the easy way to do things is, right, if you're having like 1,500 calories, like for a guy at the end of their dieting phase, if they, like, let's say they're training for like a photo shoot or something, I've had to go down that low for quite a while. Like the easiest thing for me to have done would be, mate, let's just straight up 3,000. I wouldn't even count.
Yeah, you just go for it.
You like, would just eat whatever you want.
Like post-show bodybuilders, go donuts, pizza, pasta. And I've watched actually a few online that have done like YouTube series on it. It's quite fascinating that a few of them have admitted they've done it the wrong way. You go through such a restricted where all your body wants and craves are foods, and especially foods that are of a high density, being like the more delicious processed foods. So it's like, how do we avoid that? How we keep the self-control and how we reverse out of it quickly? Because you see bodybuilders on stage, they look amazing. They look shredded. And then a lot of the time they come post-show and 3 weeks later they put on 6 kilos. So it's how we don't do that is what we're going to go through in today's episode.
Yeah. And so that's, having the right expectations as well. Having a healthy, before, that's why, what we focus on, before, we start getting into those deeper deficits, you want to have a healthy foundation right with your nutrition first. And it's going to make things a lot easier.
And also to touch on body image too, knowing that, for instance, like for a photo shoot, knowing that it is unrealistic for us to stay at that lean capacity forever. You have to understand that our body will not function properly, especially, I'm not sure about you, how did you felt like probably mental fatigue, physical fatigue, all those kind of symptoms we don't want to be feeling in our day-to-day life. So just being realistic with yourself, and yes, a little bit of body fat might need to come back on, but talking about how we don't blow out.
Oh, 100%. Because, I think the most important thing is you've worked so hard to get those results, right? You don't want to just, blow out. And literally, we've seen people just go back to where they first started. And if I was that person's coach, I'd be so upset with myself just knowing that I haven't taught this person the correct way of doing things. And that just comes down to having the right expectations. And, as a coach, you're probably being, super, there's definitely an element of being assertive as well. Mm. Hey, just because you've trained for X, that doesn't mean you deserve to have a blowout for the next week or two. Because I know you're going to feel like shit. Because you're coming to us to change your body and to look good and feel good. So we know if you get to a point where you're going to be unhappy with your body image that you've worked for and you haven't reverse dieted the right way, you're just going to be, depressed or super upset.
Yeah. So it's putting yourself in a position to not feel those bad emotions once you get to that point. Basically how to reverse diet is generally to slowly increase calories over time. So it's a very gradual process. People think that, as we said before, you can bounce back straight to your maintenance calories. Unfortunately, now that you have lost that little bit of weight, your maintenance will be lower now because you're at a lighter body weight. You're in a smaller frame, most likely. You probably lost a bit of muscle mass too. So it's about finding that new maintenance again. And the way we do this is, so for instance, if we give an example, if we have a female and she was dieting down to 1,600 calories at her lowest point, it could be even, you want to say lower?
I was going to say, good on her. That's pretty good.
You gave
must
me that look.
Must be one of your clients, Kate.
Yeah, I give my clients lots of food. As much as possible, it's always what you want to aim for. But for instance, this example will potentially just adding 50 calories a day. Like, I know it sounds like nothing, like literally a piece of fruit or whatever, but that is sometimes the state of how slowly you have to do it, especially if your metabolism is in a very volatile state and you've been dieting a lot and very intensely. So for most people, especially for men, you might be able to jump up to 100 calories, 150, 200 a day, and then slowly increase from then. It just because you're reverse dieting doesn't mean you're off now. For instance, you say in your deficit phase, you were checking in with your weight every single day or just taking metrics. It's still just as important, if not more important in this phase, to ensure that you have a steady increase in weight and measurements.
Yeah. Yeah. If you don't want to make those changes on a daily basis, you could just do it weekly or fortnightly as well. One thing that you want to keep track of are your waistline measurements.
Yep.
Having the expectation, if you've hit that deadline day goal, then when you are increasing it by 50 calories a day or 100 to 200 per week, then you're going to store, weight's going to come back on in the form of glycogen as well. So it doesn't necessarily mean that it's fat.
Weight gain. Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah. So if anything, you're, when you're training, you actually might actually be looking a lot better.
Like true.
Post show or post photo shoot, post deadline, because your body's having more food, it's less stressed, so you actually look healthier.
And your muscles usually fill up a little bit more.
Yeah.
For sure. And that's why we do it in this slower phase. It's not a shock to the system.
That's correct.
Especially to your digestive system as well. We've got to be really careful of that we're not overdoing it and putting all these, so for instance, you're on mostly whole foods, not going to all these rubbish foods.
Yeah.
So integrating them slowly as well.
When I was a trainer at Fitness First, there was a guy who did comps, and these weren't natural competitions. These were performance enhancing competitions. And before the show, he would obviously be in great shape. And then the couple of days after the show, he would come into work, his face would be just bloated, like just tummy red. And you can just tell, man, this guy's had, he's gone to town with all the foods.
Oh my God. And it's insane. As I said before, the reverse diet phase is just as important as the deficit. Oh my goodness. It's really, I know it's going to be hard to be disciplined when your body always will want more food when it's restricted, but just having that self-discipline and knowing that it's going to, you're going to be far better off not eating all the shit and feeling average after.
Yeah. And I guess, and we're not to say, okay, once you hit your deadline goal or once you're, you know, at your lowest point in weight, we're not saying don't have something to celebrate with.
No.
But,
yeah, yeah.
You know, by all means, one day, one meal, a couple of meals, it's not going to hurt.
No.
It's more about, okay, you're a healthy person anyway. You're a fit person anyway. Go back to your normal routine
after that. Yeah, exactly right. Enjoy it. Let's not do it for a week's on. And then just slowly increasing food over time. Remember at this point in time as well, we don't want to overdo it with exercise. So I'd basically, it depends on what you're doing at the current time of being at that lowest point, but you don't want to all of a sudden increase your steps because that's just counterintuitive to what we're wanting to do. Everything needs to stay the same, if not pull back.
Yeah. And don't stop training altogether as well. So generally you're towards the back end of your higher intensity phase, it is going to be probably more volume, more reps, more sets. There's going to be generally more output as well. So you don't want to go all the way to the other end of the spectrum and just go from 12,000 steps all the way down to 6,000 steps. Probably want to still maintain, let's say 8,000 to 10,000. And you still want to be training, but and still have a training program, but maybe less exercises as well.
Yeah, for sure. It's good to give yourself like a little bit of a deload after those kind of occasions. But then it's also an opportunity to really focus on performance and just being the healthiest version of yourself.
Yeah. And Kate, how does one know when to stop increasing their calories each day, each week?
Yeah.
To get to that point.
Yeah, good question. I guess you can track via how your clothes are fitting, how your weight's trending. For instance, say for this example that we were giving before, say the individual's up maybe 3 kilos and they feel like they're not feeling food focused, they're not feeling great amount of hunger, their body composition's in a good state, they have their menstrual cycle. Those kind of are indicators, they're sleeping well as well. They're indicators to see that the body is functioning, and that I would say is a good point to get back into your maintenance. If you want to go a little bit further, you can, but that may just be having more meals off sake or being more social sake. I would say, yeah, as long as your body functions are moving well, then that's an indicator that you probably could.
Yeah, when you're in your fitness journey, you know, what I like to, when I was coaching clients, is I always say to them, look, we're going to find out where your optimal everyday lifestyle, weight, body fat percentage is at. And that's going to be like the point where you're looking good, you're feeling good, you're performing good, and it's not too much of a stress on your life.
Mm.
And that's where you can maintain like a really optimal everyday situation. And that way they've got a data point to go off by. I know for me, like I'm 95 at the moment.
Yeah.
And I could say I'm bulking.
But are you bulking?
Yeah. What would probably be optimal for me could be around about 90. At the moment, it could be about like, I'd probably like look good, feel good, you know, perform even better if I'm at 90 to 91.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. No. Yeah, exactly. And but everyone is so different. For instance, for female bodies, that'll look so different. One person might be shredded next to you and they might still have their menstrual cycle. But I know for me, if I get too lean, I'll lose it. It's really important to not compare yourself to someone else's journey as well.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, definitely. You never know what's going on and you just got to stick to your plan as well. I know for me, I'm just never going to be someone who has visible six-pack abs until they're probably the last things that show up like when I get shredded. So I don't get stressed out. A lot of the trainers here, the guys, they'll have six-pack abs out when they're training. I could easily get upset.
They always think that. I could easily get upset. Yeah, exactly. It's not a comparison thing. It's
like, no, that's right. So I know that for me, training's good. My work performance is good.
Mm.
I don't have to be super, super restrictive with my nutrition. Life is really good. And then if I want to take it to the next level, then I've got that next. I know that there's a next level.
Yeah,
that
for sure.
We can always do.
Yeah, and healthy looks different on everyone. And I think that we're both in a spot that we could make change if we want to. We're at a healthy, our metabolism is healthy. If we want to diet, we can. If we want to bulk, you can. So because we've done all of these principles over time, we've had practice at them, we're at a healthy state, which we're lucky for, and we hope that our clients get there too.
Yeah. So, okay, just lastly, if someone was going to track their reverse dieting on a spreadsheet just to give them, I guess for them to keep track that they're going in the right direction, what columns would they create? Just for example, obviously they're going to obviously track their weight.
Yeah.
Would there be like circumference measurements?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Like, it's pretty easy. You do definitely a column for weight. So I'd take weight 5 days a week, Monday to Friday, or if not over the weekend as well, just to get fluctuations. You want to see where you're at. If you're comfortable doing that and you're not triggered by the scale, absolutely do that. Next column, I would say circumference, as you said, centimeters around the waist, so that'd be just like at the belly button. I'd go thigh, so like 10 centimeters up from the knee around the thigh, and then I'd say about 5 to 10 centimeters from the elbow upwards towards the bicep. They're three easy, simple measurements you can do yourself from home, but also rate sleep scores and digestion.
And I think probably photos, like the
absolutely,
are they how you're looking as well.
Yeah, you could do potentially like a fortnightly check-in with a photo if you're wanting to do that as well. But just keeping it super simple, check in with yourself maybe on a Sunday morning, do these measurements, and then just, keep track loosely.
Is there an expectation with weight increases each week that, maybe I'm going too fast, I'm increasing my food too fast?
Yeah, for sure. I would say I wouldn't really want to see more than 500 grams over the total weekly average. Yeah. If we're over 500 grams, that could just show that we're potentially pushing it too fast, too hard. The metabolism isn't ready for that just yet. Mm. So I'd say, anywhere between 200 to 400 grams is a good spot to see.
And that's probably like after when you're coming from a very like depleted state, if you are training for a photo shoot or you're at that peak point, you're most likely going to gain.
Yeah,
you'll get two kilos.
You'll spike quickly, yes.
Like straight away.
Because of the glycogen, as we spoke to before.
So it's more 500 grams from that.
From, I would say, 2 to 3 weeks after is it probably a good, because it's going, your weight will fluctuate. Say, for instance, after a shoot, so much. If you, again, eat out.
And if a client doesn't have anything going on, they've been able to successfully reverse diet and they've maintained really good body composition as well. Obviously, you're not at as super, super lean as your peak condition, which is expected because it's unsustainable.
Mm.
How long would you recommend them to stay on that particular phase, stay on their maintenance or their surplus for before they maybe go back into it?
Yeah, I always say if you can... I think maintenance is such a good place to be. If you can stay at maintenance for a lot of the year you want to be, if you're looking to grow some muscle mass from there, I definitely would say, first of all, maintain for about, I would say 3 months is a really good spot to be healthy. You can still grow incredible, as much as we can with a good training program, amounts of muscle mass at maintenance. I think it's very underrated. And then potentially going into that, say, 5% surplus after the 3 months will be a good spot. You could potentially do that for another 3 months. and then redo the cycle again. We just did an episode on this kind of training phase and cycle. So you guys can listen to that if you're a little bit more interested.
Basically, the longer you can be at a calorie maintenance or surplus, the healthier it is, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely the maintenance. I think if you're in the surplus for too long, obviously you will increase body fat over time. That's a given. And we don't want to get into an unhealthy body weight. But also fat gain doesn't equal unhealthy.
Yeah.
It just is it dependent, as we said before.
Yeah, you're putting on lean muscle.
Yeah, like just it's very individual as to see.
Yeah.
Yeah, how much.
That's good, Kate. Yeah. The longer you can stay in a maintenance, the better because it's going to make your next dieting phase a lot easier.
So much easier. For instance, I've been in a maintenance to a surplus for over 2 years previously, and getting into a deficit was honestly so easy. I didn't even have to track. I just made a few adjustments to my food and that was it. It makes life so much easier. You've got a really healthy metabolism and just go for it.
Yeah, that's good because knowing that now, like you would literally only need probably like 6 to 8 weeks of just small tweaks and honestly, you'd be super shredded even more.
Four weeks.
Yeah, that's crazy. Whereas if you do get the reverse dieting wrong and you just shoot back up really quickly and gain a lot of weight and body fat and you're unhappy, then subconsciously you're going to want to go back into a deficit really quickly.
Yeah, exactly.
And your body hasn't had enough time to recover from your first, your previous deficit. So it's going to make the second time that you diet a lot harder.
100%.
As well.
Yeah. Life's good at maintenance, I say.
Thanks for this episode topic, Kate.
No worries. Thank you guys so much for listening. You guys know that you can follow us on Instagram at Athletic Studio. Anything to finish, Gordon?
No, not really. Yeah, I guess always download the ebook, send us some questions, any other topics that you'd like to listen to. And then if you're in Melbourne, come visit us in the studio.
Love it. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
If you found this episode useful, it would mean the world to us if you shared, rated, and liked this podcast. It's how we keep it alive.
Also, be sure to follow us on Instagram at Athletic Studio. We'd love to connect with you and see how your fitness and health improves with this newfound knowledge. Until next time.